Yes, keep it simple. Insanely simple, according to Ken Siegel. He was creative director at Apple. He put the I in all the I products, iMac, iPod, iPad, and so on. His new book is called Insanely Simple. It explains why simplicity is the key to the success of Apple. But simplicity didn't mean serenity, particularly when it came to dealing with the boss.
When we first launched the iMac, Steve got really, really intense about the things that he thought, you know, he was betting the company on. That was his return to Apple in 1997. It was his very first computer, and it had to be spectacular. And he wanted to be aware of every detail.
Micromanage, maybe.
Well, he did. Okay. Micromanaging, I suppose. And when we introduced a new product, you would put like a 12 or 16 page insert in Time magazine or Newsweek magazine. For iMac, we had one of those multi-page inserts ready to go. And he wanted to see that before it went to press. They were going to print like several million of these things before they got bound into the magazines. And he had gotten a hold of the final proof. And I remember he called me from his car. He went ballistic because there was a photo in there of the keyboard. Remember, the original iMac had this blue color, and the keyboard matched the computer. And he sensed that the blue on the keyboard was incorrect. To you or I, you wouldn't have noticed any difference in that blue. I mean, it looked exactly like the computer. I've ruined everything. The launch of iMac is all for naught. And he was screaming. 2 or 3 weeks later, I get this call from him, and it was this serene, lovable Steve, where he literally said in these hushed tones, I saw the insert in my office in the Time magazine today, and it was just stunningly gorgeous.
Do you think he felt guilty because of what he'd said to you before?
I don't think he even remembered it, to be honest.
One thing I've always been struck by is how many, you know, if you think about how many products Sony has, for example, hundreds, thousands maybe. With Apple, there's what, a dozen, maybe 10? I don't know how many there are.
Well, that's part of the book, is minimizing your product line. And Steve did an amazing job of that when he came back to Apple in 1997. There were 20-some-odd distinct product models at Apple. And he blew that up and reduced it to 4, home and pro versions of desktop and laptop. And that was probably the largest computer consolidation in the history of computers. I don't think any company's ever done something that drastic. Steve used to brag that Apple ran like a startup. They didn't do those big company things. Mm. And I'll tell you, over the course of my years working with them, that was the one consistent thing. If there was just one thing you could say about Steve, it was whenever he sensed anyone acting like they worked in a big company, he would swat them down rather quickly.
That was Ken Siegel, creative director at Apple, who put the I in lots of their products.